Florida's congressional map is now in the hands of Leon County Circuit Judge Terry Lewis. Nick Evans reports hearings concluded Monday in the long-running court case.
The splintering of preferences for Florida's congressional borders was on full display Monday morning. Senate mapmaker Jay Farron took the stand to start the final day of hearings. House Attorney George Maris grilled him on the Senate's Central Florida revisions. Districts are supposed to be compact, and in the sparsely populated agricultural area, the Senate version contains two large districts to the House's one.
You can't count cows, so in order to count people, you have to have a district that's
pretty
large.
Sure, it has to take up a greater area.
Sure. But with respect to the House map and the Galvano map, the House map creates one district that incorporates, that is that sprawling type of district. But the Galvano map includes two such districts, doesn't it?
But Farron argues the Senate map doesn't split Sarasota County, while the House does. Also, he says the House's single large district lumps together groups that have little in common.
The two districts there, yes, there are two different districts that do contain some of the agricultural communities. One of the objections that was voiced to me with regard to the way Sarasota County was drawn in the base map was that it was in the same district as the agricultural communities all the way over in Okeechobee County.
While the House attacks the Senate's map at a regional level, more pointed questions came from League of Women Voters attorney Tom Zender.
To correct the Tier 2 violation and the Tier 1 violation that the Florida Supreme Court identified with Districts 26 and 27 and 9047, your solution was to draw a configuration that further improves Republican performance in District 26, right?
That was not the solution.
The League argues the legislature's line between these two Miami area districts is drawn to favor Republicans. To hammer this point home, the plaintiffs asked their map drafter, a contractor named John O'Neill, who works through a democratically aligned firm, to draw a version even better for Republicans.
The legislative proposal is the most Republican performing configuration of 26 that I've seen or that I've been able to create.
But the blow didn't quite land. House mapmaker Jason Parada says he drafted a new version pumping up Republican performance while the court was out for lunch. Speaking after the hearing, League attorney David King downplayed it, arguing no one got to see Parada's map. And he came back to Republican performance in his closing arguments.
Now, I don't know whether you call it accident, coincidence, serendipity, happenstance. These excuses no longer play.
Judge Lewis has an October 17th deadline for his recommendation to the state Supreme Court, but at the close of the case, he said he would try to finish his work by the end of next week. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.